Chatting to Kara Fru all the way from London this afternoon. Kara, how are you doing?
Hi, so good. Thank you so much for calling.
Good to have you. Yes, what time is it now in London, by the way?
It is 11:30 in the morning.
11:30, okay.
Not too far from 12:30.
Yeah, I was going to say, so you're just an hour behind.
Exactly.
Now, Kara, I believe you are in between South Africa and London. Which one do you like the most? You were born in South Africa, right?
Yeah, I was born in South Africa. I grew up in South Africa. My dad was born in Scotland, so London and the UK has always also been our home. My brothers went to school here, but South Africa is definitely home for me. My parents still live there. I spend at least 3 months of the year back home in South Africa, and I absolutely love it. I don't think you can ever escape South Africa. Just my whole heart is there, really. I love London, don't get me wrong, and I really enjoy the city, and I've got good friends, and I'm loving making music here and having the opportunity to be a little bit in the middle ground, to get to LA when I need to, or to get to South Africa when I need to, as I'm halfway between the two in London, so it's a really good base. But definitely South Africa's my love, my home.
And when did you get into music? How did it all start for you? Is it something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, when I was a little child, it's probably one of my earliest memories, just listening to Eartha Kitt and Ella Fitzgerald with my dad and my mum, and then obviously hearing the Beach Boys, which I just thought they were so cool, and Madonna, and they just sort of gave me a feeling that I remember wanting to be a part of, and that was music for me. So I studied music at school. I was in the school choir and school plays, and then following that I matriculated and then went to Los Angeles and studied at the Songwriting School of LA. Then I did a course at Berklee College of Music, and I've just been growing and building from that ever since.
And when would you say your big break came along?
Definitely when I reached out to Black Coffee and he gave me the opportunity to collaborate on his album, and we were the first release of his 2015 Pieces of Me album, and that really afforded me the opportunity to perform at some of the biggest festivals in the world, especially in South Africa with Ultra Music Festival, Sonar. He also gave me the confidence to reach out to other artists, gave me the understanding of the power of collaboration. And also I just felt like I really grew as an artist through that process, and since then he's remained to be a mentor and a friend, and I'm really grateful for that friendship.
And then also on your credits, I'm seeing Coachella Music Festival. My word, that's massive. How did that happen?
Yes. So I was living in the States at the time, and I wrote a couple of top lines, which are vocals that DJs can put over their music. And I sent it out to some of the record labels. Ultra Music picked it up for one of their artists, Sunburn, and he was performing at Coachella, and I was his current single. So he said, "Do you want to come perform?" And of course, I took that opportunity. So yeah, that's how I got to Coachella. And then I did Ultra Music Festival Miami, which was super cool, and a whole lot of other things.
Wow, Kara, it's incredible. I mean, you're still very young, so can you imagine what life has in store for you still? Also looking here at, you've got 10 million plays on Spotify and SoundCloud. That's insane.
Thank you. So that's obviously accumulatively, and we're still growing, and in the scheme of things, we're just beginning, but really excited, and I obviously love what I do, and I love creating and writing and collaborating. So yeah, that's what I'm doing at the moment. Building those spins.
That's it. And Kara, I'm seeing your first single. That's the one I heard the very first time when I was introduced to your music. That's the one I heard, your first single, Falling. That really received massive attention, especially here in South Africa on the bigger radio stations where it charted. That was a real summer tune.
Yes, so that was such an exciting release for me. It was very summery, quite housey, but pop radio, and It was exactly like you said, the first time I was played on radio, and so it was a really exciting time for me, and I still love it to this day. It's really cute and fun, and
yeah,
it brings back very good memories.
Yeah, I heard that song playing in a lot of places, I must say, over that December. Certainly was a big summer banger, as they call it.
Yes,
Cara, also, let's talk about your latest single, the one we're going to listen to right now. It's called Waiting for Love. Tell us a bit more about it.
Yes, so this song I actually wrote about 4 years ago. I went out and I met someone really exciting, and then the following day I was in a session with Andre Skiepers, and we came up with this, and I absolutely loved it at the time, but it didn't fit in with what I was releasing. My stuff was quite electronic, and I wanted this song to be a little bit more stripped back. So it took a while to get to the point of release. I found a producer last year, actually, that I thought could execute my vision of really organic elements and an earthy feel with acoustic guitar, African drums, but still driven by pop vocals and pop writing and melody. And so he was able to bring this to life. And then I thought over the lockdown, it was the perfect song for me to release, because I think, well, I'm speaking for myself, but you're feeling a little bit lonely, a little bit you're longing for connection.
Yes.
And if that's in terms of just your friendship, or maybe in terms of love, or whatever the case may be, it was quite a lonely time for a lot of us. And I thought, waiting for love, you know, we're waiting for that connection. And so I thought it was a good time to release it.
Brilliant. And that's what we're going to listen to right now here on E-Radio. It's called Waiting for Love. Cara, thanks so much. Lots of love to London. How can we follow your career? You're obviously on social media all over.
Yes, definitely. So everything is Cara Fru. So my Instagram is Cara Fru, so CARAFREW. And then you've obviously got Facebook, which is Cara Fru, Twitter, and my website, carafru.com. So guys, yeah, please just give me a follow, give me a message, and I'm here to connect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Cara. Let's listen to that tune now called Waiting for Love. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you so much. You too.
Take care, Cara. Cheers.
Bye.
Come a little closer, you got my attention, looking so familiar. Hey you, I wanna get to know ya. I've been waiting for someone like you to come out over. Tryna act cool, keeping my composure. You're making everything in this room move a little slower. Just think we could be picture perfect. I could be your height and low and make everything worth it. Let's go, dance until we fall in love. I could be yours, you know, you know. Let's go, dance until we fall. Feelings taking over. Everything I knew before, it doesn't matter. Are you giving me your number? I wanna be the only one you call when you were sober. Got me thinking about us later. In the back of a cab, we're driving out at sunset. Let's get out of here together. Don't you know that love's a game and we could be the winner? Let's go dance until we fall in love. I could be yours, you know, you know. Let's go dance until we fall.
I've been waiting for love.